Islamists overrun a Christian village in Syria. Trouble in the Philippines strikes close to home for a ministry. And in Burma, somebody's trading cows for teachers? Stay tuned to find out what that's all about on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Another Christian village, another hostile takeover by Islamists. Last week it was Egypt. This week it's Syria. What gives? Open Door CEO David Curry says it's not your imagination.
There seems to be a very systematic and intentional move into Christian areas that are historically places of faith for Christian believers.
It's more than politics.
There are some very radical forces in these countries that want to set up governmental theocracies or Muslim extremists who want to set up their version of Sharia law.
Who shares the gospel when it can get you killed?
It obviously has a dampening effect when people who are even identifying themselves as Christians are targeted for violence.
When believers ask for prayer, it can be the difference between life and death.
We believe that the faith that people have in Jesus Christ to be salt and light in the community is critically important. And so we need to support these folks.
Next, it's been 12 years since the U.S. entered a war against terror in Iraq and Afghanistan. Combat troops pulled out in 2010, leaving Iraq in shaky hands. Greg Musselman, a Voice of the Martyrs Canada, was in Baghdad this spring.
The thing that really struck me was just the state of fear. Everybody is on edge all the time.
Violence between Sunni and Shiite Muslims is tearing the country apart. Bombings are an almost daily occurrence, killing dozens at a time. If the West uses force in Syria, it could push this alarming trend over the edge. Iraqi Christians are torn.
There are some that would say, we'll stay no matter what. We're here to advance God's kingdom. There's others that would like to leave yesterday.
What can you do?
As Christians, we need to care, and we need to be praying for them and helping them in any way we can.
We can connect you with Voice of the Martyrs Canada at our website. This is Mission Network News. Renewed fighting between government troops and the Moro National Liberation Front has rekindled a turf war for independence in the Philippines. Despite a 1996 peace accord, 600 armed men from a faction of the MNLF took siege of the city of Zamboanga in an attempt to break away from the Republic of the Philippines and form their own Islamic nation. The violence was close to Emerge Mission's Edge Radio Network nearby. General Manager and Missionary Mike Medlin.
We were on Facebook with one of our volunteers yesterday when the violence began to unfold in the street. It was just outside of his house. As of now, we don't have any updates on him or his family. The Edge does broadcast in the area, and as of last night, our station manager and his family were safe, and the station was still on the air.
There are 6 confirmed dead, dozens of injuries, and over 100 taken hostage. The Philippines military is preparing to respond. Pray for peace in the region. Meanwhile, what does a buck get you these days? Fast food or maybe a cup of coffee? Want to do something eternal with it? Through a campaign called Buck for Good, the seed company's trying to raise Bible translation funds for the Branchu people in South Asia. By connecting translation with poetry, songs, and stories, the Branchu team built a compelling foundation for Bible translation there. Decide to do something good with a buck today. We'll link you at our website. And in some parts of Burma, as few as 4 out of every 100 kids go to school. In the name of Christ, Partners Relief and Development's trading cows for teachers. Let me explain. Most communities can't afford to support a teacher, so Partners helps by buying cattle, which are raised for a year and then sold for a profit. Now, part of that money is used to support the new teacher. Pray people come to know Christ as they see His love in action. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD, Storytelling Success in India. It takes a close look at communities in India where storytelling and oral communication are the cultural norms to passing along community values. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.